with Juveria. This is a show where I, Saida Juveria Nain, will help you trace your steps and relive your travel memories as I talk to globetrotters around the world. Join me as I make you nostalgic without being elsewhere. I'm your host, Juveria, and today we have with us Nala Mati from Cairo, Egypt. Hey Nala, please tell us a little about yourself.
Hi Juveria. Hi guys, this is Nala. I'm from Egypt and I live in India. I'm married here. I started a YouTube channel that is about India and just to show people how beautiful it is and to change people's perspective about India and the stereotyping, you know.
Awesome. That's really impressive. So guys, today Nala is going to tell us about Morocco, rainbows of colors, spice market smells, and an urban orchestra of sounds. Morocco can be overwhelming at first. Lying 13 kilometers from the coast of Spain, the North African country mixes Middle Eastern magic, Berber tradition, and European flair. So Nala, how would you like to define the culture of Morocco and what particular aspect of the culture resonates the most with you?
Morocco is like a mixture between the traditional old Arab lifestyle and, you know, Moroccan old lifestyle, you know, the abayas, the burqa, the niqab, these things. And at the same time, there is nightlife and there are modern people who are just like Western. It was so easy to deal with people there because they all speak Arabic. So it was kind of fun, even though it's not the same Arabic because they have a mixture of French in the middle and the barbarian accent in the middle. So you can't really understand what they're saying, but they can understand you very well. And that's the most important thing, to be able to express yourself.
True. Seems like they use a lot of languages while communicating.
So it's the, you know, the formal Quranic Arabic plus the slang plus the barbarian plus the French. So you will go crazy speaking to a Moroccan or seeing two Moroccans speaking to each other. You will never understand even if you're an Arab. All other Arab countries do not understand what Moroccans, Algerians, Tunisians say.
They have a little different way of talking to each other.
Very much.
That sounds nice. So what type of food do you usually find in Morocco? And if I visit Morocco, what is that one dish that I should not miss?
So in Morocco, it's very famous to cook inside tagine. Tagine is a sort of a pot that is made out of clay. That's the traditional kind of cooking there. Also, they don't use rice that much. They use couscous instead. That's their famous dish. And along with the couscous, they add either vegetables or chicken or meat or anything, fish. But what I advise you to, you have to try that, is the beef couscous tagine. It's amazing. In Morocco, mostly it will be a pie. So you have a pie with butter or jam. And yeah, and they prefer these kind of pâté, croissant, these kind of things. It's baked, but at the same time, it's not bread yet, you know, these light stuff to eat in the morning.
So they're more under like the French influence, the Spanish influence, and like everything.
Very much. Yeah.
Damn, that sounds like a riot of flavors for the taste buds. Everything is
So they have breakfast like French, they have the heavy meal like Arabs. So yeah, it's a mixture. True.
Since we're talking about riot of flavors, let's talk about a riot of weather. What was the weather like in Morocco?
So I visited Morocco in August. It was pretty hot. It wasn't easy to, you know, walk a lot or anything. But it's, of course, it's not as hot as Egypt. So I'm used to that. But if you want to visit Morocco, I would say it's better to be after March and before June. So, you know, that time of the year when it's not cold anymore, but it's not yet summer, the hot summer. So April, May will be very nice to visit Morocco. Because Morocco is a desert country, whenever you go the side of the desert, it's going to be super warm or very, very hot in the summer. And in winter, you will be frozen. It's very cold in winter if you go to the desert side. So you better stay inside the city if you're if you're going there in the very hot summer or the very hot winter.
So you need to have like an optimal weather to visit Morocco if you're not from there. Since we're talking about deserts and a lot of other things related to traveling, which mode of transportation do you prefer while traveling in Morocco?
If it's between the places in the city, it could be a private car or a private taxi. You can rent it for a day. Buses and private cars or taxis, that's the best way to travel inside a city. But from a city to a city, I think the best way is to take the train.
I'm sure you have a best part of your trip that is in Morocco, and also a part that made it memorable. So I'd love to know that.
I can't tell you which place to be exact about, because each city has its own like glamour or charm. For example, if you go to Chefchaouen, you will find that all the city is made of white or blue, different shades of blue. Nothing else, no other colors, just white and blue. So that's what makes you, you know, happy from inside seeing that. It's like a different experience. But if you go to Marrakesh, you will feel the busy life of, you know, people in the streets, the nightlife, the crowd. It's very, very crowded. They have that unique thing that you'll not find anywhere else in Morocco or I guess the world, where you have like areas. There is an area called Sahet al-Fana'. Al-Fana' is a mosque there, and there is a empty space in front of it where people just stand and dance for money. I mean, a person is like performing either magic or musician or dancing or whatever he's doing, like a show, and people are gathering around him and just paying money to watch. This was a different experience. That's, for example, Marrakesh. And if you go to Fez, that's another city. There is a city, like two small cities next to each other called Fez and Meknes. They complete each other. They're two small cities. If you go there, you will find people making leather and reshaping it to be a bag or a wallet or, you know, shoes, a belt, anything. But they make it in that unique Moroccan authentic way that you will never find anywhere else. In each city, you will find something special. But the place I will never forget visiting is Ouzoud Waterfalls. It's a place nearby Marrakesh. So when you go to Ouzoud Waterfalls, you're on top. You keep going down the stairs till you find a shack where like people are sitting with umbrellas and all, swimming. And the waterfall will be above you, falling on you. So that's a complete different experience I will never forget. It was very, very nice.
Wow, that sounds beautiful. Okay, so which would you call your personal favorite tourist spot of Morocco, and why is it your favorite?
There is an underrated, city in Morocco called Essaouira. It's beautiful, very peaceful. Like, it's a coastal city by the seaside, or I mean the ocean. It's famous for the seafood and the fishing. All the houses there are very short, not like tall buildings or anything. And people there are very peaceful, you know. You can talk to anyone, anywhere. It's not a very famous touristic place. Also, they have a very famous kind of music called Al-Kanawa or Kenwa music. It's only in Essaouira.
Sounds like a stunning place to go to. And I'm so glad that you could share it with us.
Thank you so much, Rivaria, for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on my show and letting us take a stroll through your memory lane. So guys, this was Nala Mati with us sharing her memoirs of being elsewhere. Stay tuned to yet another episode of A Gorgeous Location. Until next time.